Good morning. Welcome to Dr. Brass Talks.
Morning.
Morning. Hello. Morning, Mom. How are you doing?
I'm cool. Mm-hmm. Well, this is my topic. Oy of little faith. COVID, the wake-up call to everyone. We ask ourselves where it come from, how everybody got it, what is not being done. I feel we have to tell ourselves we have to live with it for a while. And whether we like it or not, these are the things I feel we as Barbadians should look forward to. If we are working from home, we now have to look for a most comfortable chair, have a nice pair of glasses that will help you to see because you want to maintain your health. You want to make sure that the table has a good height so that you don't suffer from arm problems, stiffness, back pain once you finish. You'll be up in front of your computer, so don't go and buy the mock glasses. Make sure your eyes are tested so that when we come out of this, you will still be healthy. Most of all, you should know what kind of food you want to eat now. You can't eat the chicken and the big sets of things and sit down and put on all of that fat, and then we come out with more health problems. I figure people feel, some of us, that there's so much information about COVID, who's sick, where they are and whatnot, that we need to get everybody into a healthy state and bring some of those persons who have information on proper seating for working at home, good eyesight, good food, so that when we all come out of this, we'll be able to do what we can do. The most important thing is we should get back to the basics. In fact, COVID pushed me there. Do not spend more than you earn. You need now to prioritize. You need to go back to saving for a rainy day. Use the little space around the house now to plant the things that you were told to plant before, that you didn't want to put your hand in the dirt. This is why we are now seeing around the countryside, everybody planting, everybody selling. And we need to capitalize on those things so that we keep it going. And not when COVID is over, we go back to buying every single thing and not thinking about ourselves. How do you feel about that?
What you're saying is not unreasonable. I do think that you've made some valid points. You know, when you're home, working from home, you make yourself comfortable as can be, because health and safety is important. You touched on that. You touched on eating. I support both of those entirely. So yeah, I'm with you. That there are some important lessons that we have to take on board.
So I want you to ask those persons who are out there who can provide this information for the people at home to come out and give it along with the COVID information, but concentrate now on getting the health of the people where it should be. You see me, I never wanted to be a politician because I hate when people begging. I like to see the need of the people and go and say, look, take that and walk away so that they feel, you know, that you're not belittling them. And so we need to get back to that stage where we are not begging and looking around for help. I heard someone calling to say, oh, somebody getting the money for protection, the nurses thing. Everybody was going forward on that. And I figured we as a people have to lift our game and stop thinking that everything that he's sharing, we have to be in it. If somebody bring a bag of the food that he's giving away and give you, please do not be greedy. Go and give it to another person in the district that you know need it. And I mean that I'm always giving. I don't wait for people to ask. And so I feel we as a people need to think about sharing and not about what in it for me. You have a lovely day.
Ma'am, thank you for calling. You know, my mind goes to a lot of people who, for whom sharing is not an option. And the question is survival. And while I endorse everything you're saying fully, I also think that we have to spare a thought for those who are really looking at this lockdown and saying, you know, how am I going to be able to make it through? Because I'm barely making it as it stands. And how I'm going to be able to manage with all of the pressures that will continue. And none of the revenue. So that's also something that I'm very keenly aware of. Down to Brass Tacks, good morning. Good morning and welcome. You're on the air, 4341790. All right, let me just read a couple of WhatsApp's messages. Are you there? Okay, good morning. We're not in a lockdown. We were in a lockdown before and we came out of it. There are too many people in Barbados working for our government information service all of a sudden. I was wondering if you can help me. Right, this is the COVID one. This is someone talking about the DLP. I have one here. Please let him off the radio. Peter, don't undermine my craft charisma. Can be taught to teach it to actors and politicians need to hire us. This is a $2 philosopher, by the way. It's a matter of understanding technique. Some people have naturally and some people can be taught. This is about communication. Down to Brass Tacks, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Beckham.
Morning, ma'am. How are you doing?
Not too bad this morning. How are you keeping?
Man, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm blessed, as they say.
What I worry about, when the tourists came here, they should not be scorching with no hotel. Where are people working? That's the first thing. Mm. And the people just mix up and cause everything because the people here, the agency just give up. The men start wearing a mask. They forget the COVID was about here. And everybody came in and spread it. That get out of hand. So if you're constantly making hot tea in the morning and you decide to start making hot tea and get air, your air will continue then.
I guess that's one way of looking at it. The question as to the protocols and the ability to enforce the protocols, the thing that we all appreciate in hindsight now, that many of the protocols were well-intentioned, but they were not adhered to. And as a result, we had some problems. So, we can recover. I know we can recover. I don't know if it can be around March, but we can recover. The rest of the world will recover and we will recover along with it. So that's what, you know.
So I feel that we're going to recover around March, that we might not get. As to do the right things, we will really recover.
All right.
You only guys got to start, right, ma'am. But then stop. But I have to start about doing the right things. So I feel it should be so.
All right.
You gonna put
Well, you do that, ma'am. You do that.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Okay. All right. Take care. Yeah, I had two WhatsApp messages really from persons who are Liat staffers and former Liat staffers, because I think they both indicated that they have been laid off initially, and now they have been terminated. Both of these individuals are based in Barbados, and both would have paid contributions to national insurance, and they both advised me that up to now they have not been terminated and they have not received the money associated with their termination. So this really brings this issue back to the question of if not, why not? I spoke to another Liat staffer who told me that he was of the impression that the question of termination was different for persons who were employed out of Antigua or alternatively didn't contribute to national insurance. And my understanding then was that the ones who did in Barbados were terminated and were compensated accordingly. I'm now being told by two people that this is not the case and that I need to correct the position that has been made. So for the avoidance of doubt, persons who have worked for Liat, or there are persons who have worked for Liat who have been terminated from Liat, who were previously laid off, that have not received their severance up to this point. And that is a point that has to be made fairly forcefully. And of course, many people are asking when will it happen, if at all, or alternatively, when will they get the jobs back? If at all. Down to Brass Tacks, good morning.
Mr. Wickham.
Morning, sir. How are you doing?
How are you, Mr. Wickham? That is the first time I'm talking to you.
Okay, it's good to hear you.
How are you?
You're Lucian.
How do you know that, Mr. Wickham?
Because I pick up the accent.
But
know?
Mr. Wickham, if I carry you court for that, they will put you in jail. You know, I never tell you as a Lucian, you know. But I want to know how you know as a Lucian.
You sound like a Lucian. You're not a Lucian.
If I carry you court, the magistrate will ask you. But wait,
no.
You might never tell you not, a Lucian. How you know that?
It's not a courtable matter. But, so are you Lucian?
Yes, please, Mr. Wickham.
Good. It's good to hear you, my brother, my Caribbean brother.
Mr. Wickham, this kind of thing they're saying about coronavirus and things. So, Mr. Wickham, that is a wake-up call for the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
So, you have feel so, Mr. Wickham?
Of course, yeah.
And
the question is, how do we interpret the message?
Yes, and the thing is that, Mr. Wickham, they're saying wear the mask. The people do not wear the mask, Mr. Wickham. They're saying the tourists do wear the mask. Not only the tourists. Everybody do. A lot of people don't wear it. The Beijing do wear it. The Centurion do wear it. A lot of us do not do the right thing, Mr. Wickham. But I just wear mine. I just not sleep, but I just wear mine home. Wherever I go, I wear mine, wash my hands, do what I have to do, and keep the lady things. Respect the lady, what the lady say, well, do what the lady say, and then with that, Mr. Wickham, but if we don't do what the lady say to do, we will find ourselves in a lot of trouble. And
Who's the lady? The Prime Minister is the lady?
Miss Mia Motley, excuse me, please. Sorry.
The lady, right. No, I just want to be clear, which lady? Which lady? Because we have some ladies in the World Health Organization that have been also giving us instructions, so I just wanted to be clear.
Well, is Miss Mia and all the rest that do the rest, what they have to do. But, Mr. Wickham, we does give other people blame, but the blame is us. So we can't take it on other people and say it's other people. It's we, Mr. Wickham, that start it, and the other rest of the people just finish it. So they find the fault with outside people, but they ain't find the fault with outside, inside people. But stop saying it's people that outside people that bring the corona. It start here, Mr. Wickham. So I don't know what people just talk when people saying, oh man, the tourists have come and this and that. All of us start it.
I think that we all have to share the blame. We all have to carry the burden. And
yes,
I agree with
all
you
of
that.
Us carry the blame, Mr.
The
of
idea
us.
Of saying this is him and not me that I'm making sense. You know,
no,
we just gotta deal with it.
And we don't check ourselves. We just check people, and we more worse than other people. So we go put ourselves. Or the other two things we have to do. People have to sit down and realize themselves and kneel down. And people don't pray enough, Mr. Wickham. Prayer have a lot to do with it. They have to pray and pray, and then we'll ask ourselves questions from there. But you can't try to do things, and then your body, you go to pray, and then we will do what we will do. What have to do. I read, Mr. Wickham, am I wrong?
All right, fair enough.
Whatever you do, Mr. Wickham, have a nice day, please.
All right, I thank you so much, sir, and I want to wish you all the best as well. Thank you for calling and contributing to the program. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You can call us on 434-1790. You can also email me at peter.w.wickham@gmail.com, or you can WhatsApp 266-IVOB. We have quite a few messages on the WhatsApp chat. I've been trying to get to them. Around one person is saying to me, my aunt was trying to call the hospital pharmacy to get the medication delivered. She called yesterday many times, but she can't get through. She is a diabetic. Is there anything that you can do to help? Down to Brass Tacks, good morning. All right, another person. Hi, morning.
Yes, how are you going, man?
Good morning, auntie. How are you doing?
I didn't hear a beep, so I'm just... Oh, you are on the other side? That's you?
I was talking about you in another forum, so it's good to hear you. How are you today, sir?
Well, you always have nice things to say about me, man. How did that happen? I didn't even know what you look like. Huh? Why you stay down there?
Yeah.
Huh? You know everything about me, and I hardly even know who you are.
Anyhow, what have you for us today?
No,
because I understand that of late... You have now become a COVID denier, a climate change denier.
No. I've always been a COVID denier. I mean, that didn't start now.
Yeah.
That was since last year, February. And
okay.
I only gained 3 minutes, you know. That's my average so far for this year. 3 minutes. That last call I had about 10. I don't understand.
Some might argue that that's...
Why
yeah, because
wrong?
You call every day. You call every day.
No, but
so
if you
only
can't get
enough
said in one call, you have to go keep calling. Because 3 minutes times four calls is like 12.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, come on, man. I hope we get to 2.5 minutes this time around. I don't know why he's saying that it's so wrong. David Ellis never shake up nothing. David Ellis talks, and he...
Yeah. Auntie America,
you are constantly
running yourself into difficulties because
if I talk about David Ellis, you talk so
the policy that we have on this program is that if you want to talk about David Ellis, you speak to David Ellis.
But David Ellis don't want
you can't
to talk
call
to me.
You can't
you talk
to him, but that's between you.
Where you going with
that's between you, all David, right, and the Almighty.
All right,
but
all
I can't
right,
get involved
leave
in that.
Leave
talk to me about Peter Wickham. Or talk to me about Auntie America, one or two.
All right, Peter Wickham. Let me talk about Peter Wickham. All right, and you all the way up in Germany, all that cold, and you sounding so comfortable and nice. You stand down here and speak too, man. You got better,
it's warm.
It's
warm. It's warm inside.
Yeah, it's warm inside. Okay, look, my man, look, for years now, almost a year, between March and November last year when the spike took place, the number of confirmed cases in Barbados did not change. So you had to ask a question. I just can't say Ellison asked a question because I'm not supposed to talk about him. You're supposed to ask a question. How come that number of recovered cases has not changed in 8 months? You had a number that says people have been tested positive for 8 months, and the number that has represents the number it recovered didn't change. So somebody had to ask a question. The question was asked because it was always be like around 46%. And between Monday and today, that number no changed. It changed, you know. Because it ain't 46% of the amount confirmed. It's now 75%. So somebody woke up to the realization that something was wrong. Because I asked a lot of doctors. I even asked the head of the Caribbean Association what she think about this number. Nobody knew what it meant. But all of a sudden now, the number changed to 75%, and the same Ellis that you saw revel can't talk about Ellis, would rather not even talk about that because you're questioning the premise. The whole premise of COVID needs to be questioned. But y'all ain't doing that there. We're accepting all kinds of opinions that say, oh, I'm locking down, it's my fault. If you want to blame somebody for this here, blame yourself, Peter Wickham. Don't blame me. I am not to blame for no COVID nothing. And I like to go outside. I like to go to a rum shop. I like to go outside. I'm a human being. I'm not a hermit. You gonna blame me for being a human being? You gonna lock me down for whole year and make the mistake by letting people come inside Barbados with COVID and want to blame me for something? I am not at fault. If it's a Barbadian, I want to say he's at fault. That Barbadian just blame himself. I don't say no we. Blame yourself. So this number no
I didn't know
change. This number no
I didn't know.
You
I didn't know that you. I didn't know that you used to drink rum. You drink rum?
Might drink anything you want me to drink, man. I like Kool-Aid. Kool-Aid is better. But I like the real Kool-Aid, not the political Kool-Aid. I like the real Kool-Aid.
Auntie America, so, you're gonna continue to have a problem with me on these issues. All right?
Wait.
You don't believe that the COVID thing is real.
No,
I think that
COVID
you have had
the response to COVID.
Oh gosh,
is
listen
it,
to me
it,
now.
But you know,
listen
you
to me now. You are so cantankerous. Lord of mercy. Look, I believe that you have a right to raise concerns you have about the way that COVID is being handled, the way that
now
COVID is being presented,
right.
And so
right.
on. The point I have, however, is that I think you have done that over the course of the week, because I have heard you in other forum, and you seem to be saying the same thing. I think that the point has been sufficiently made. So unless there's something else that is exciting, that's exciting that you want to raise with me today, I think that you can give way to another caller. Is there something else that you want to raise?
Yes, I do.
What is this, sir?
Yeah, hello. Can I speak? Am I still on?
You talking about Bengay's balsam?
Yeah. No, dengue. Dengue has killed.
What dengue?
Dengue has killed more people than COVID. Dengue. Mm-hmm. And nobody is responding to dengue the same way. The numbers for heart disease in this year alone is almost like a catastrophe. But nobody is responding to that either. If Barbados knew how really sick the Barbados society was, COVID will take a back burner. Why does COVID require this kind of attention? And that is the question. What is so different about this fella? Every other sickness in Barbados could put a stress on the hospital. Everyone, from chikungunya back down to even the whooping cough, that we don't even have no more. They can all put a stress. But you're going to put money behind testing people? No, you're going to go to every house and test people rather than put money behind the capacity to respond to sickness. But does that make sense? So for a sickness that doesn't even make people... If people only knew what COVID was doing to your citizens. COVID doesn't even make you sick. COVID is getting a little sneeze. More than 98% of the people that get sick of COVID is walk away. We're not even a cold. I mean, it's not a sickness that people should be concerned about, but here we are responding with numbers, putting money behind testing. We have a plan that was set out here under the DLP administration, and they didn't even know it was put there, but it was put there. And all of a sudden, we got this plan, and we're going to be testing people, and we're going to have to go to Trinidad. We got two places set up to make sure we got capacity to respond in kind. All of this for sickness that doesn't even make people all that sick. It does not make you all that sick. I mean, a flu can make you worse sick because, I mean, you don't really walk away from a flu like that there. But not a change in number, because one idiot decided to come to the program and make noise about it, and all of a sudden everybody's still with the same narrative. Oh.
Okay, on that note, we're going to say thank you to Mr. Auntie America, and we wish you well. I trust that you will call tomorrow. If not, you do have a great weekend, and I'll wish you all the best. Down to Brass Tacks. Remember, we continue until 12:30. I think that's when we break for the latest. And until then, you can call us on 434-1790. You can also use the chat, 266-IVOB. Email address, peter.w.wakeham@gmail.com. I got a call while we were at break from gentleman Wayne. He's saying to me that I need to make some points to Auntie America about this COVID nonsense that he talks. Comparing COVID to non-communicable diseases is an unfortunate comparison, and Wayne, I agree with you entirely, because COVID is not spread like dengue. It's certainly not spread like diabetes or hypertension. So the idea of saying that you are comparing it with those illnesses is something that is fundamentally flawed. I think the challenge that we all have with COVID is that COVID is spread, it's a virus, and you can catch it in the same way that you would catch a cold. You can catch it in the same way that you would catch a flu. And those are issues which present themselves on a daily basis. The difference with COVID, depending on who gets it, is that the person can actually die. And I think that is the challenge that we are facing. So while Auntie America himself may very well be able to survive a COVID attack, the problem is that the person next to him might not be. And I think out of an abundance of caution, that's where we're concerned. I don't know that I really need to go through this explanation again, because we've said it over and over, and Auntie America isn't moved on that matter. So I think it's perhaps best for us to not spend any more precious time explaining the obvious. Let's just move on and see if there are any other callers out there that want to chat. So down to Brass Tacks. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hey, afternoon, ma'am. How are you?
Yes, I am. Good. Now, the last caller that you spoke with, I am in total agreement with him. I am also anti-COVID. You know, as you just said, that COVID can kill you and it kills. But you know what? There's so many other things people are dying from. And this hype with the COVID, all the sensation and all the hype have been distracting governments and the medical people from all the other sicknesses that people are dying from, because everybody only paying attention to COVID, COVID, COVID. COVID is an invisible demon, and I think that there's something bigger than COVID, that COVID is the face for this vaccine. They mean to bring this vaccine on, to roll it on us. We human beings of the world, our governments have us. They're controlling us, and they're the bullies because they're the government. But what people have to remember, if a government have 30 people, we are millions of people, and we should be able to decide as human beings and people for ourselves. We should have the freedom, free will, and the right to decide if we want to handle it. Who live, live, who dead, dead. But you see this control thing, this sensation, this hype, and everything COVID, COVID. We have a hospital right now, people going in there with emergencies, and they say they can't touch them until they're tested. When, for a fact, the PCR test has been written all over that is totally inaccurate most times, is giving false positives. Please please.
Really?
People, I beg you, wake up.
Where you got
I got the time, listen, there's nothing
no,
you
hold
can
on,
tell
hold on,
me.
Hold on, ma'am. Stop.
Yes, please.
Stop. No, I let you ramble on because I don't have a problem with you expressing your view. But where does information about the fact that the COVID test is... Ma'am, no, but where do you get this information that the COVID test is wrong most times? I don't know that
to
be the case.
I am a reader.
Read it, reread it where? Fox
it's
News?
All over them. The man who designed it, who created the test, said it was not designed and created for this. And many times,
ma'am, stop.
Look,
right,
I want them to take
a little time
off the COVID.
I'm
52
Dennis,
creates some problems. People
Dennis, I don't want to have this conversation anymore. You know that from time to time, your spirit can't really handle this kind of antagonism. And I can't. No. So I had enough of that. Thank you very much for calling.